that is pinned down in history in the Word of God, the night that the angels proclaim the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And thank you for these angels that distributed the message and these shepherds that heard the message and, Lord, made haste to go see what it was all about. Speak to our hearts tonight, Lord, and help us to understand a little bit more about the Christmas message, and we'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, you may be seated. This is Christmas time, and I entitled this Christmas Preparations. Christmas Preparations. Who can tell me what this season is all about in a very short sentence? What is this season all about? Joshua? Jesus' birth. Okay, anybody else? What is this season all about? Do y'all think that about sums it up, Jesus' birth? Yes, ma'am? His birthday. Amen, amen. He was born. It's his birthday. Praise the Lord. All right. Can anybody tell me what this season is not about? Alana? No, wait a minute. Alyssa? Did I get it right? Okay. Yes, ma'am. What is it not about? Not about presents, although we don't mind getting them. Terrell? Santa. It's not about Santa, although you can have one if you want one. Yes? Not about the lights or the light bulbs, but I love my lights. Amen. Joshua? Not about Rudolph. Amen. Faith?
Not about Frosty the Snowman.
Jeremiah? It's not about money, although we don't mind getting some for Christmas. Amen. Yes, Leah? It's not about Winter Haven, although we don't mind seeing Winter Haven. Amen. It's not about any of those things. Amen. So we know it's about the birth of Christ. We know it's about Jesus giving salvation to us, being born. By the way, did he give us salvation the day that he was born? What did it take for him to give us salvation? His death on the cross. Amen. So that's what it took. Amen. And so what is it all about? It's about the birth of Jesus Christ. What is it not about? It's about all these other things. Now, how should we treat people that don't celebrate Christ at Christmas and celebrate other things like Santa, like Frosty the Snowman, like Olaf and the elves, and like Rudolph and like Frozen? Now, I'm not against Frozen. I don't want to get Frozen, but I'm not against Frozen the movie. So how do we treat people that don't celebrate Christmas the way we do? Jeremiah? Shun them? Well, I wouldn't shun them, amen. Yes?
Peace on earth and goodwill.
Peace on earth, goodwill towards men. Treat them like, who was the guy that was always in a good mood on Scrooge? What was it?
Paul
Cratchit. No, not him, the other guy. The nephew. What was the nephew's name? No, not Bob. That's Cratchit.
Tim?
No, that's Tiny Tim. Anybody know the nephew on Scrooge that was always in a good mood? His name was Nephew. Amen. So we want to make sure that we treat people kindly that do not celebrate Christmas the way we do. Are there a lot of people that don't believe that Jesus Christ was born on that day? A lot of people believe that. Are there a lot of people that don't even believe Christmas at all besides Scrooge? Yes. Now, I want to do this, young people. You can come up front if you want to, if your parents let you. I've got about a 3-minute video that I want to show y'all. This is how you don't treat people on Christmas. Amen. All right, Brother Joe, can you let that down? There you go. Amen. Now, if your parents will let you, you can come up here, 3-minute video, and then you can go back with your parents. But this is how you don't treat people that don't view Christmas the way you do. Now, let me warn you off from the cuff here. What you're about to see here is a guy that is defending Christmas and he's defending Christ. But this is not the way that you want to defend Christmas. This is not the way you want to defend Christ. Can you guys see? Make sure you can see it. Now, it might make you laugh. You may say this guy is being mean. But whatever happens, adults, children, don't do what this guy does. All right? There are going to be some people that may not believe in Christmas story. They may not believe in the angels. They may not believe the wise men. They may not believe the sacredness of the story like you and I. But I want you to see how this guy treats people that don't believe in the Christ of Christmas, or they do the inevitable and they take out Christ and put X in for Christmas. How many of you ever seen that? They put X in for Christmas? All right, watch this 3-minute video here.
Here at the National Institute for Student Ministries, we developed a revolutionary method specifically designed to bring a fresh awareness to the Christmas season.
Merry Xmas, little girl! Merry Xmas! Ho, ho, ho!
It may appear unorthodox, but the results are staggering.
Merry Xmas!
Why do I want to be the Christmas linebacker? Well, let me put it to you this way. You see, I'm here to put the Christ into Christmas.
Let me hear you say Jesus.
Jesus!
Now don't mess with the linebacker, babies. Say it like you mean it. Say Jesus.
Jesus!
You see, when I hear Xmas, there's something that bubbles inside of me. X is only relevant to a few things. X-Files, X-Football players, but not Xmas. It's Christmas.
Merry Xmas, Merry Xmas.
This ain't no sleigh ride, baby.
We're intrigued by the linebacker's emotional, spiritual, and psychological influence. Not to mention the physical impact. Yes, Christmas is all about sharing the love.
Who wants eggnog?
His theology? Well, it's impacting.
You see, God didn't show up in a rocket ship. He didn't show up in a Cadillac. He showed up as a baby.
That's what Christmas is about. You dig? See, you've heard about the shepherds being meek, but the linebacker's here to give you a tweak.
Yes, we certainly do know how to tackle Christmas.
You see, materialism has ruined Christmas. It's not about presents under a tree. It's about God's presence with us.
Not sure what you need this Christmas?
Merry Xmas, son. Open and hurry.
I wanted a basketball! Not a football, a basketball, right now!
We've got the perfect gift for absolutely everyone.
So why are you smiling? You just disrespected your parents. What's wrong with a football?
From all of us here at NIFSM, we hope your Christmas is a real hit.
All right. So, that's not how you treat people that don't view Christmas the way you view Christmas. That is not the way you keep the Christ in Christmas. Don't go tackling anybody's Santa Claus. Don't kick somebody's snowman down. Don't go throw their presents up in the air and say you're defending Christmas. That is the wrong spirit. Amen. So if you do that, you're liable to get put in jail. Amen. So we know that not everybody is going to celebrate Christmas the way we do. Is that linebacker passionate about Christmas? Yeah, I think he is. Amen. Do you cringe when you hear somebody say Merry Xmas or you see Christ X'd out? I know I do. I do. But I've got to admit something. You know what I did before I got saved? The same thing. I put X because I said it takes me too long to spell it. And so I just put X, M-A-S. And guess what? Subconsciously, I was taking Jesus out. And that's why this linebacker is so passionate about what we do. Now, should we go about it that way? No, we shouldn't go about it that way. You don't destroy people and try to give them the things of God. And so that was just a little video to let you see what what you don't do when somebody disagrees with your belief in Christ. By the way, is that going to get people saved? No, it might get them injured. It might get you injured, too, if they fight back. Amen. So what should we do in preparation for Christmas? There's three simple things that I want to point out that were done at Jesus's birthday that I think we ought to do. And I'm going to get some young people to read. Jeremiah, if you could read Luke 2:14 for me again. The first thing that I want to point out through of the three is this. One of the things that we can do is praise God. We can give God praise. Jeremiah, read Luke 2:14 again for me. Glory to God in the highest. Okay, now I want us to say just that part together. Glory to God in the highest. Because I believe that the angels, when they said that, they were at the top of their lungs. Amen. I believe they were putting that out there. Probably woke up the rocks. Amen. So let's say that together on three. Glory to God in the highest. Lift up your voices. Here we go. One, two, three. Glory to God in the highest. Is that all we got? Come on, a little bit louder. Glory to God in the highest. A little bit louder. Glory to God in the highest. A little bit louder. Glory to God in the highest. Now, I believe that those angels shouted that out. I don't believe they said, glory to God in the highest. I believe their mouths were about this big. I bet you could see the epiglottis happening, you know, thing in the back of there. I bet you could see that thing going back and forth. Do angels have those things? Pastor, why do they have an epiglottis? Amen. I don't know what they have, but I can tell you this. I bet they shouted that out. Why? The praise that was going on. One of the things that we can do is give God the praise. The angels gave praise to God for the gift of Jesus to the world. Think about it. Notice what it says here. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, guess what? It didn't say on the moon. It didn't say on Mars. It didn't say on Pluto. It didn't say Jupiter. Where? On earth. Why? That's where we live. On earth, peace, goodwill towards man. Let me bring my little Christmas pen out, too. I got that black one there, but I've got one that's especially for Christmas somewhere in here. Yeah, there it is. Even has a light. Jingle bells? No. All right. So that's my pen here. So they said, glory to God in the highest on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. I think they were excited about what was going on. Notice verse 13. Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host doing what? Praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Now just think about those words there. Peace. Who likes peace? Man, we want peace between our brothers and sisters. We want peace in the home. We want peace at the jobs. We want peace everywhere we go. We want peace. He said, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Or basically, being a good spirit. What can we praise God for at Christmas time? Give me some input. What can we praise God for at Christmas time? Leah? Family. Joshua? Cake. Cake? I figured you'd say that. Amen. Yes, Joe? We can praise God for God. Amen. Yes, Alana? Alyssa, who is that? Lana? Yes? What can we praise God for at Christmas? Christmas time. Amen. Hey, most wonderful time of the year. Amen. Alex?
We can be thankful that we are living.
We're living. Amen. Julianne?
Life.
Lights. Yes. As you can see, I love my lights. Amen. Who they have? G2? Presence, amen. Although it's not about presence, as the linebacker showed us, amen. But we can praise God for that, amen. Faith?
Flowers,
Jeremiah. Fulfillment of prophecy, yes. Back there, Josiah.
His son.
We can praise God for all these things, Leah. Trees, amen. So praising God, one of the first of the three things that we can do is what the angels did. Angels gave praise to God. Think of the things that you can praise God for. We can praise God for God himself, for Jesus, for salvation, for forgiveness. Let's praise God for Jesus's birth, because that's what this time is all about. The angels said, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Second thing that we can learn, Matthew 2:11. G2, if you could go over there to me or for me. Matthew 2:11. So the first thing we can do is what?
Praise God.
Come on now. Y'all do better than that. What's the first thing we can do? Praise what? Praise God. Amen. We can give praise. Matthew 2:11. Praise God. Now, I know you guys are louder than that over at Patch. Ain't they, Brother Hall?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Don't be shy over here. I get the linebacker on you. Matthew 2:11. G2, read that. Amen. They presented unto him gifts. The first thing we can do is praise God. The next thing, the wise man gave presents unto Jesus. Amen. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. How many of y'all would like some gold for Christmas?
Amen.
You probably don't want any frankincense, and you probably don't want any myrrh. But although frankincense and myrrh actually smells good together. My wife wears it all the time. It smells very, very good. It's very aromatic. Amen. So, but gifts, we all like gifts. And so what can we present or offer to Jesus for Christmas? They gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Y'all don't have gold, right? So you can't give Jesus gold. How many of y'all got frankincense and myrrh? Probably can't give him that. You got some, sister? She says she got some. Amen. So, and my wife does have some too. So what can we offer Jesus since we don't have that, Layla? Well, we can't offer Jesus salvation, but we can thank him for our salvation. Amen. Joshua, what can we give Jesus? A good attitude. Amen. Don't you think Jesus would love to get a good attitude from you this year? Amen. Joe? Oh, is it Jojo? Jojo. We can give him our hearts. Amen. Guess what? The Bible says I should love the Lord thy God with all my heart. Amen. Yes, Joe? Give him love. Amen. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Doesn't God want you to love him? Yes, yes. What else can we give Jesus? Alana? Thanks. We can give him thanks. Amen. For coming into the world, dying for our sins. Faith. Good attitude towards our parents. How many parents would love to get that from their children? Amen. You know, and you know what? The Bible says children obey your parents. Amen. So that would be something good. Almost every year we ask our children, what are they going to give Jesus? And they will write it down and my wife will laminate it and we put it on the refrigerator to remind them all year. Why would we put it on the refrigerator? Jeremiah? That's where everybody's going constantly every day. They're going to the fridge to open up and see what's in there. Sometimes just out of habit, let's just open it up and see what's in there. Amen. And it's the same thing that was in there this morning. Amen. But gifts, we can present to Jesus gifts. Amen. So praise we can give to the Lord like the angels gave praise. Gifts we can give to Jesus like the wise man gave. I put down obedience we can give him. Love we can give him. Good attitude. Also, we can give to others as well. By the way, if you give obedience to Jesus, what are you giving to your parents? Obedience. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. And the last one we're going to look at is from the shepherds. Go back to Luke chapter number 2. Luke chapter number 2. And Terrell, I'm going to get you to read verse number 14. Or I'm sorry, number 15 and verse 17. Luke chapter number 2. So we can give Jesus praise. We can give him presents. The angels gave him praise. The wise men gave him presents. And this last one, Terrell, verses 15 and 17 of Luke chapter number 2. In verses 15 and 17, there's two words I want to hone out on. In verse 15, towards the end, made known. And then verse 17, notice, and when they had seen it, they what? Made known. You know what they did? They proclaimed. So the angels gave praise, the wise men gave presents, but here the shepherds made known. They proclaimed the name of Jesus Christ. They proclaimed that he was born. Notice what it says in verse 17 again. When they had seen it, they made known abroad, that means everywhere, the saying which was told them concerning this child. Notice, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the prophets. Verse 20, and the shepherds returned, doing what? Glorifying and praising God for what? For all the things that they had heard and seen as was told unto them. So they proclaimed or they published or they made known Jesus Christ. How can we proclaim Jesus to other people? Joshua? Hand out a track. Amen. Alyssa? Tell them to go to church. We'll ask them if they'll come with us. Amen. We'll invite them. Go to church. Amen. We can get the linebacker on them, couldn't we? G2? Tell them the gospel. Alex?
Tell
Read them the Bible. Amen. Jeremiah. Show an example. Amen. Julianne. Show up with your attitude. These are all good ways to proclaim Jesus Christ. They see you as a young person or as an older person and say, wow, look at that. Look at those children. Look at how obedient they are. Look how they listen to their parents. Praise God for that child. So we can proclaim or make known the birth of Jesus Christ just by how we behave and how we act. I put this down. We can wish them a Merry Christmas. A lot of times people say Happy Holidays. By the way, they sent me this pen in the mail. Guess what it says? Happy Holidays. Guess what it doesn't say? Merry Christmas. Why would they say Happy Holidays on this pen and not Merry Christmas, Joshua?
Because
they don't want Jesus to be a center of attention. They want to be politically correct. They want to please everybody. Whose season is this anyway? Jesus is still the reason for the season. Amen. We can wish them a Merry Christmas. We can invite them to church. We can tell them why Jesus was born. Other things we can do, but let's tell others. So number one, the angels gave what? Praise. The wise men gave what? Presents. The shepherds made known or did what? Proclaimed. Amen. Now, I've got a list of do's and don'ts for Christmas. Amen. So y'all, listen up. Do. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season. Do give Jesus something like the wise men, whether it's obedience, reading through your Bible, or a better attitude or something. But do give Jesus something. Think about it. Whose birthday is it? How many of y'all like to get something on y'all birthday? Every last one of us want to get something. What do you think Jesus wants from you on his birthday? Interesting. By the way, it may be different from person to person. If you have a bad attitude, maybe he wants you to give him a good attitude. If you don't tell the truth, maybe he wants you to start telling the truth. Ain't no maybe in it. He does want you to tell the truth. Amen. If you have disobeyed your parents, he wants you to obey your parents. If you're mean to your sister, he wants you to be nice to your sister. If you're mean to your brother, he wants you to be nice to your brother. If you have a rotten attitude in school and shoot spitballs at your teacher, he doesn't want you to do that, especially if you're homeschooled. Amen. So there are some things that you need to do. If you do that in the Dawson Homeschool Academy, you will get detention. So do remember Jesus is the reason for the season. Do give Jesus something like the wise men did. Do be thankful whether you get what you want or not.
Amen.
What that boy do in the story? I wanted a basketball. And he threw the ball away. And what did linebacker do? Thumped him in the back of the head. I don't advocate you doing that. Not at all. The linebacker did that, not you. All right, so do be thankful whether you get what you want or not. It's still about Jesus. By the way, whatever you get, guess what? It costs somebody something. Your salvation cost Jesus his life. So whatever you get, it costs somebody something. And Jesus was born to die, and so it costs him his life. Do contact loved ones if you're able. Some are lonely like Scrooge, and some are just left out and forgotten. So do contact loved ones. Do say thank you for whatever you get. Why? The Bible says, in everything, give what? Give thanks. Do rest and relax with your family. Don't drown yourself in video games. There is such a thing called board games. Remember back in the days past where there was board games, Monopoly, Sorry. You actually had to look at people instead of looking at a screen. There were games back in the days. We got a lot of board games at home. And, the videos are fine. They have their place. But don't spend all of your downtime, all of your free time with a gadget like this. And don't spend all your time like this. Or like this. Give the thumbs a rest. How many of y'all got it? Lift your hands up. Everybody got thumbs? They still work? All right. Some of your thumbs are bigger than others because they got too much exercise. Everybody got fingers? All right. You don't want to spend all of your time doing this or doing this or doing this. Sit down with your family. Enjoy a cookie. Enjoy some cake. Enjoy a board game. Enjoy some cards like Uno or something like that. Enjoy some of that old-fashioned bingo. My wife always wins bingo in our house. She's the bingo queen. Get out the Scrabble and do that and make up words like Joshua and Faith and G2. Amen. Have a good time. But do rest and relax with family during downtime, off school and off work. Don't be caught up watching video all the time unless you're watching a home video that you made of yesteryear. Here are some don'ts. Don't expect to get something in return when you give something. Children, listen up. Don't expect to get something in return when you give something. Don't be like this. Faith, you can have that. What you going to give me? Oh, kiss. I'll take a kiss. Some folks are like that. They're like, I gave you something, so where's mine? And if you don't give me anything, they turn into Scrooge. Or the Grinch, one or the other. You didn't give me anything. I ain't getting you anything next year. So are you giving to get? Hey, think about it now. So the first don't expect to get something in return for your gift. It's still about who? Don't let the linebacker come to you. Amen. Don't wear yourself out. Adults, this is for us. Don't wear yourself out trying to cook everything and get to everybody's parties. Use wisdom. Everybody's going to invite you. Use wisdom. You don't have to cook the whole pantry, even though we'll eat the whole pantry if you cook it. Amen. So don't wear yourself out trying to cook everything or to go to everyone's parties. Use wisdom and discernment. Some folks after Christmas, they come back more tired than they was before Christmas started. Amen. Here's another don't. And y'all not going to like me for this one. Don't overeat. Remember moderation. Come back later. There will be more. Let it digest. Get on the treadmill. Walk around the block and you'll work up an appetite. This is what we do. Let's eat. Then we get over there. Getting the lazy boy. Oh, glory. Man, I'm hungry again. And then we get up to that table. Then we get over there. Man, I'm really stuffed now. Oh, my soul. You know, and then you got a bubble right there. And then you, I'll just get some dessert now. And then you come back over there. And the only exercise you did was running back and forth and doing like this. And then after the holidays, you say, man, I gained 14 pounds. How? I'll tell you how. You overate. Amen. Go do something. Walk. Don't overeat. Remember moderation. Come back later. Amen. You're going to hate me for this one, too. Don't overspend. Amen. Everybody's got a credit card. I know. Buy it now on credit. It'll come back to haunt you later. You don't have the money Scrooge had. Trust me. Yeah, Scrooge had money. Amen. We don't have that kind of money. Amen. Watch what you buy. And children, don't beg your parents for everything under the sun because they will go broke trying to get it to you because they love you. Amen. Well, I want this and I want that. And I want the Xbox and the Y box and the Z box and the A, B, C, D, E, F, G box. Give me all the boxes. Give me the PlayStations. Give me all the stations you can give me. Give me the train station. Give me the police station. Amen. I want it all. And before you know it, the parents are, they're broke. And they don't have any money left. And the kids are like that boy up there. I wanted a red one. You gave me a black one. Boing. We don't want that. Don't overspend. Find bargains. Find things on sale. Black Friday is over, but maybe there's a Black Sunday. I don't know. But yeah, get a bargain. Get something cheap. And then don't be a Scrooge or a grouch. Enjoy this season. It's only once a year. It's only once a year. And it'll be gone quicker than you can shake a stick. How many weeks you guys got off? How many? I know our kid's going to be off about 2.5 weeks. How many? Tony, she's going to be off indefinitely. She ain't going back to school no more. What is it? What is the normal time? 2 weeks? 1 week? Two and a half weeks? Amen. Unless you're in college, then it's a month. Josiah, how much time you got off? 2 weeks, amen. So you guys are going to be out for some time, amen. So don't be a Scrooge or a grouch. If somebody plays with your toy and they didn't ask you, don't turn into Mr. Grinch. Children, I know y'all. That's my toy. Be nice, be kind, amen. So do remember Jesus. Do give Jesus something. Do be thankful. do contact loved ones, do say thank you for whatever you get, do rest and relax with your family and play some board games or something fun. Don't expect to get something in return for your gift. Don't wear yourself out trying to cook everything and do everything and go every place. Don't overeat. Remember moderation. Don't overspend. Find bargains. Don't be a Scrooge. And parents, help me out. What are some other do's and don'ts that we might want to throw in here? Maybe something that you can think of that we should do or we shouldn't do. Sam? Don't try to be like your neighbors. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses. They may be living next door. Don't keep up with them. Brother Hall?
Don't open up any gifts
before giving Christ thanks. Amen.
Don't get out of your routine just
because
you're out of school.
Don't get out of your routine just because you're out of school. Amen. How many children already have a plan that I am throwing the alarm clock away? I'm sleeping in until times get tough. Only the Dawson children are honest. Amen. Amen. We got some up front. Don't get out of the routine. You still need to brush your teeth, especially during Christmas with all the candy you're going to eat. You still need to wash your face. You still need to bathe. You still need to change your socks. You still need to change your clothes. Amen. And most of all, you still need to help mom wash dishes. Unless you're like Alex, them there in the hotel, they don't have to do dishes. But you still need to help wash those dishes. Amen. What are some other things, do's and don'ts, parents, that we can remember over Christmas time? Parents. Jeremiah wants to give something. Yes, Jeremiah?
I didn't have any.
No? Joshua, what are you going to say?
Don't wash dishes.
Don't. He said, don't wash dishes. You're going to live in a disposal society then. Yes, Layla?
Watch TV all day.
Don't watch TV all day? She says, do watch TV all day. Parents have a regulation on that, I'm sure. Amen. Terrell.
Don't overwork yourself. Don't spend time with your family.
Don't overwork yourself. Now, he's not including dishes in that. Just so let y'all know that. Faith.
Don't try to knock over the Christmas tree with your gifts.
Don't try to knock over the Christmas tree with your gifts. Amen. Some other do's and don'ts that we can add to the list. Do's and don'ts. Jeremiah. Don't walk down the Lego aisle. Okay, I don't get that.
What
was that?
Lego.
Oh, they'll buy Legos. Oh, okay. Amen. Yes, Daniel.
Don't ask for more after Christmas.
Don't ask for more after Christmas. Well, Antonique and Antoinette can't because their birthday's the 26th. So I guess technically they could. Amen. Alex. Don't wish for too many cats. They will. And the Wilkersons are getting a puppy here pretty soon, too. Amen. So do walk your dog. Joel, whose dog is it going to be? Joel, JoJo's? And Julianne, do walk your dog. Don't expect mom and dad to do it for you. Do feed him. Don't expect mom and dad to do it. Do clean up after him. Don't expect mom and dad to do it. Yes. Don't operate without lists. Have some lists that you're following. Yes, Layla.
Don't overeat.
Don't overeat. We got that one down here. Amen. Faith.
Don't open up each other's gifts.
Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one. Don't open someone else's gift. People get joy out of opening up their gift. They do. I mean, they want to tear that thing open. If you've already gotten the joy out of it, the only thing they can do is rip up the paper in frustration. Amen. We don't want that. Amen. Brother Fred. Ooh, that's a big one. Make sure you write your thank you note before you forget who you're thanking. Amen. Whether you're calling them or text them. Yes, Ms. Wilkerson.
My big one that I'm still not good at is don't have certain expectations because it never works out the way you hope
for. Don't have certain expectations. Amen. Whether it's for Christmas, the food that you eat, the place you go. Amen. Expectations can let you down. Amen. Just take a couple more and then we're going to stop. Amen. Any other do's and don'ts that we need to add to the list? Amen. Do expect to get some rest, though, but don't get mad when you don't. Amen. Yes, Faith. Don't expect to tear light bulbs off the tree. Yeah, you don't want to do that. And don't get upset when it's time to take the decorations down like me. I like my lights. And it's always fun putting things up. It's a booger tearing them down, amen, and putting them away. So what can we take home for this Christmas preparations here? Praise. The angels praise God for the gift of Jesus Christ into the world. Presence. The wise men gave presents to Jesus. We can give a present to Jesus. We can praise Jesus. And then thirdly, proclaim. The shepherds made known the news of Jesus' birth. We can also make known the birth of Jesus Christ in different ways. Do's and don'ts of Christmas. Let's remember the do's and the don'ts. Don't be a Christmas linebacker. This guy that was up here, don't do what he did. That was just to show you guys and to, you know, have a little joy in the season. But don't do what he did. Don't throw somebody's presents up. Don't say, in my church, my pastor told me we can knock down people's Santa Clauses. No, he didn't say that at all. Amen. By the way, if someone wants to have Santa Claus and things like that, praise God for him. Amen. There was a real guy by the name of St. Nicholas, where we get our derivative of Santa Claus from. But don't badmouth them and don't make fun of them and all those things. But Jesus is still the reason for the season. Can you have your Christmas tree and your lights and elves and roll off and all those things? Yes, you can have all that. But just remember, Jesus is still the reason for the season. Father, help us now. As these young people and us as adults prepare for Christmas, Lord, remember to praise like the angels did. Remember to present presents to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ like the wise men did and proclaim like the shepherds did. They made him known. Help us to make Jesus known to all those that we come in contact with when we get an opportunity. Even if it's just wishing them a Merry Christmas, Lord. Even if they say Happy Holidays and they say they don't believe in Christmas. We do, so we can say it. And so we thank you, Lord. We love you. Pray that you might continue to work in our hearts and helping us to be faithful in all that we think, say, and do. Watch over us now. And Lord, I pray if there's any young person here that has not received Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that, Lord, they wouldn't let this time go by. They would recognize and realize that Jesus Christ was born in that cradle to die for our sins, because all have sinned, it comes short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death. But Lord, you came to save us from that death. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Thank you, Lord, that that gift of eternal life can be ours. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If we just ask in Jesus' name, amen.